Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, New York, after 54 years, your long wait is over.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here.
Congratulations to the Rangers.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
One, two, one, two, keep it on. Listen to the, because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky.
Now I'm at rockin', I'm shockin', I'm tickin', I'm talkin', I can't stop with the Bobby Ross. See, I got hot like jump stars, hitting bass bars. Pass me the mic and I'll be rockin' the whole bar.
From the M to the C to the
B. The board is clock, clock. Producers job. Job. They wanna be down with the.
Sal on the Fan, Brandon's here, he's Sal Licata Show, the Crown Top Story, but first we got to blend in a little boys.
I wanted to hear that John Starks lyric, yeah.
Ooh, I like it, I do like it,
that
I like it.
That was peak Knicks back in the day. I remember listening to that regularly, you know, being into the 90s Knicks and loving that song and that lyric specifically by Ad-Rock.
I got into the boys in the 80s, you know, obviously 5 years older than you, so, you know, they were always rocking the Knicks stuff, and they were always rocking that. They were big Mets guys. They had a lot of Met gear. A lot of Met gear. Maybe front runners. Mm. You know, I don't know. Either way, nobody's going to front run with these Mets right now because they're awful. And that is the top story of the day, and you know, you can process it one of two ways. I understand emotionally one of the ways if you try to do this. It's the wrong way, but I certainly understand that as a fan you might be held a little captive to holding on to the standings. Well, we're only two back, wild card. You got nothing. You got nothing. And David Stearns was brought here for a reason, and that is to make it something. There is no reason under any circumstance with Cohen as the owner, with the New York fan base, with a beautiful stadium, granted not much around it yet, and that payroll and those possibilities that the Mets should ever look like this. Now, that is not on, that's not a critique of what they did this offseason. I think they played it well. A couple of Band-Aids here, a little glue and spit here, as I said, to start the show. But now we're at a point where you got to stop fooling yourself. And whether it's a relationship, whether it's maybe some unrealistic financial investment. You know, I want this home, but I can't afford it. I want a Lamborghini. But at some point, you got to look in the mirror and understand sensibility's got to prevail. And you either have it or you don't. And when the Mets look in the mirror, which I believe they are smart enough to do and proactive enough to do, they will find something staring back at them. And that is the bat signal?
Yeah.
This signal says sell, trade, and the Mets logo.
Yeah,
Start trading.
I'm just not there yet. I think eventually it will. And we talked about this earlier. And if you missed it, check it out, the free Odyssey app. To me, it comes down to one guy because nobody's going to argue at this particular point. I've been fighting an uphill battle, although in my mind it's been downhill, but fans don't want to hear it, that Jeff McNeil's been no good. I've been saying that for years. So, yeah, he won a batting title. Big deal. He's now closer to being out of the major leagues than he is to being a batting champion. Lindor's not going anywhere because of the contract. Brandon Nimmo, I would not trade. So we differ there. Mm-hmm. The other pieces, Diaz, Marte, J.D. Martinez, those would be pieces that the Mets could trade at the deadline. I'm not saying that I wouldn't, because I would. I'd value trading those guys more so than making a run of the playoff spot just to make the playoffs. That does nothing for me. I felt that way before the year. I certainly feel that way now. To me, it comes down to Pete Alonso. Have the Mets made their decision on Pete Alonso? And I just think, BT, the way that the Mets are losing is more indicative of the core of this team. It's not about just the results. It's about how they're getting to those results. If they were pitching poorly, which we all expected, but raking offensively, be a different story. You'd be thinking, okay, how are they going to fix this? Get some pitching? What pieces they add to the lineup? But no, they're losing because nobody in that lineup is hitting. That's an issue with the core. That's why it needs to be changed. I believe the Mets know that that's the case, which is why I trust them moving forward. I'm not going to go nuts about this because I expected this to be the case this year with the team not being good.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Let's get back to you, Coles, inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So we do agree on that level. I'm a little more aggressive in the presentation. I did not think that they would be very good this year, so this is not me changing my tune like, wow, I thought they'd win 90, and they've lost a couple straight, and they looked inept suddenly here, I'm just losing my mind that I'm completely flipping my opinion. This is what I've thought for a while. They would not be good. I've never once deviated from the Alonso stuff. I've been saying trade him forever. They thought about trading him because they spoke with Milwaukee to the point where they even had prospects identified, so it was more serious than some Met fans want to let on. He will never see 7 years, 158. Now, I don't begrudge him for turning that down.
Right.
At the point in which he turned it down as a preeminent power hitter. But now the book is out on Alonso. We're getting to the point now, two straight years, average is sinking, going to be 30, righty, first baseman, slow foot, average mitt, 7 years, 158. He turned that down. The Mets ain't offering that, and neither is anybody else in baseball. That's gone.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to get paid like a superstar. He made a big mistake in overvaluing himself, hiring Scott Boras, and now he's going to pay for it. By the way, if he had a great year, he wasn't going to get what he thought he was going to get.
No, now but he'd get more than 158. Like if he hit 260 and, you know, ripped 51 home runs and, you know, OPS 890, yeah. 905, he'd get it would be a totally different tone.
Maybe between what Olson got and 200, maybe it would have been 200, but he's certainly not getting that now, and I don't think he was going to get. He was talking Aaron Judge type. But that's what he was thinking.
Yep. And again, I don't begrudge you for thinking it, but when you start to do things that almost support the fact that it's beyond a thought and now you're pursuing it and almost expecting to get it, like when you hire somebody like Boras, now you just, we're living on different planets.
One thing where you and I may disagree it now has been changed, where we didn't think the Mets were going to be good coming into the year. We did not think the Mets would be a playoff team coming into the year, but I didn't, like, playoffs didn't get me excited this year, where maybe you were more pushing toward, hey, if they can make the playoffs, maybe that's the change now, because in my mind, I was always preferring, even if they were playing well, prefer moving on from certain players to better the team in the future as opposed to chasing that last wild card spot.
Yes, and if they would have got, and listen, there's still a lot of season to go, so it's a strong statement today, which I'll always stand by. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be a playoff team, but if they are, I'll own it, I'll lead it, my bad, and whatever, and it'll be fun watching them play playoff baseball. But I get that point more now than I did to start the season when you said that, because if you do you're 84 wins, whatever, you get a wild card, where are you going? And it probably prevents you from making trades or moves that you really need to make.
Like, for example, they were 0-5. They started responding right away, right? Every time we think we're ready to put the fork in them, they bounce back. If they start to bounce back and go on a little bit of a run, what's that ultimately mean?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing with this core. Eileen's in Garden City with BT and Sal. Eileen, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Eileen?
What's happening?
Fans, love you guys. We listen to you every morning. I'm a huge Met fan, okay. And I'm listening to you today. Okay. I know you're saying the organization wants to blow up the team, and like if we go position by position and everyone's gone, what is next March going to look like? Who's going to be on the field opening day? I mean, not even talking about pitching, just where are we getting these players?
Eileen, let me just say this. I know that it's maybe scary is the wrong word, but I'll use it here. It's scary to think of an anonymous, you know, like, I don't know this guy, I don't know that guy, where's this guy coming from? But it doesn't mean that it can't be better than what you have. What you need as a Mets fan, you need an insurgence of younger, dynamic athletes. You don't have any.
But where are they coming from?
Well, that's their job. Honestly.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, they have a couple of guys. They have a couple of guys in the minors, Eileen, that should be ready to contribute next year. Now, how good they're all going to be, who the hell knows? Also, the moves that they make this particular year at the trade deadline, that's going to bring in some guys, free agency. I mean, I could give you a hypothetical of, let's say, you know, again, in no particular order or position here, but Nimmo will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Lindor is going to be here. That's two. Drew Gilbert, Jet Williams, Acuna, Mauricio, Francisco Alvarez. You're starting to see some players. Oh, by the way, Soto is a possibility. It may be unlikely. You may think that it's not going to happen. It's a possibility. Until he officially signs a long-term deal somewhere other than the Mets, I'm going to believe that he's going to get the highest offer from the Mets, and I think he wants the most money. So you could conceivably have an outfield that has Juan Soto in it next year. You, right now, and I gave you, you know, three or four other guys. Mauricio being hurt, BT, was a big deal.
Yeah, I like him. I do like him a
because
lot.
Because he projects better than Beatty or Vientos. And, you know, that was a big blow this year. So, yeah, I mean, there's certain guys right there.
So, I'm just looking something up. Yeah, I mean, it's always possible. I mean, you know, Jason Dominguez, who is on the mend here, and we'll see when he makes his return to the Yankees. He's got a lot to prove that it wasn't, you know, that 8-game outburst is somewhat real, and we'll see if it is. But, you know, I remember looking at his numbers in the minors, even Volpe. I'm like, geez. I mean, so before they made the elevated, before they were elevated to the big. So there's not always great minor league success, and then boom, you come here and you're a star, but you still have to earn it. Jet Williams is hitting 179 at Double A.
Yeah.
I know and it doesn't mean that he can't be the guy. I'm not saying that, please, guys, but we throw these names around like they're ripping the cover off the ball. Drew Gilbert, who's not young, he's 24. Sitting 240.
Yeah, well, I just can't.
But that matters, Sal.
Well, I mean, look, Brett Beatty earned the promotion. How'd that go?
Yeah.
Mark Vientos.
I get that part,
I'm not going to get caught up in the minor league numbers. Sometimes guys think that maybe they want to be in the majors. Matt Harvey was a great example of it where he wasn't overhyped. And you could say, yes, well, he was a first-round pick. Fine. But when I watched him pitch in the minors, it was like, okay, whatever. The second I saw him throw a pitch in Arizona, I said to myself, who the hell is this guy? My goodness, the sackometer is off the charts. So you just don't know. I don't think that all these guys are going to pan out. Acuna, Williams, Gilbert, they're not all going to pan out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But you will like these players, BT, because they're athletic.
That's what I'm looking for.
They're ball players.
They're two station to station.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Beatty's not a ball player.
They need some quick twitch, guys.
He's a stiff. Like, he can't feel. These guys are ball players. So will they all pan out? No. Mauricio, athletic, ball player. Williams, same thing. Gilbert, we'll see. Acuna, we'll see what these guys do. Also, again, free agency. There's going to be players out there.
No doubt.
The Mets are going to have to get. So you can't worry about it. Nimmo and Lindor are the guarantees. And Alvarez, those are three that I would say you could lock in. They're going to have to fill out the rest.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. By the way, just got the Yankee starting lineup here. Brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. And by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who use it. Volpe, Soto, and Judge, 1, 2, and 3. Judge off his feet. He's got a DH. You know, Verdugo's hitting fourth. That's actually worked out pretty well. Yeah, he's starting to pop some doubles. He's looked pretty good lately since he came off the paternity list there or leave. Torres in the 5 spot. Rizzo, Wells, Birdie, Grisham, and Clark Schmidt on the mound for the Yankees going for the sweep in Minnesota. And then they got the White Sox. Now, listen, the White Sox are playing better than they did to start the year. But you would imagine Yankees get off the bus or get out of their home beds, I should say, the next few days. They'll win at least two against Chicago. Yankees got a chance to start stacking some wins. They look really good. And, yeah, that's what we're doing, bouncing around a little bit here. Jeff is in Oceanside with BT and Sal. Jeff.
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
What's up, Jeff?
So, big Mets fan. BC, I have to call you about my Nets with Kyrie. So hopefully he loses. So I can't stand that he'll win a title. But that's a story for another day.
Okay.
With the Mets, to me, I like Lindor. He seems like a really good guy and a good teammate. But to me, he's really the problem. And I hate to pick on him. I do, because I know he's trying. But he's getting $35 million a year, and he's hitting 200. And he's constantly in these 0 for 30 slumps. And then he'll go 6 for 10. To me, he's one of the biggest issues on the team. He's not a superstar. He's paid like a superstar. He's, you know, promoted.
Jeff, can I just correct you for a sec, Jeff? You say he's not a superstar. He's not even a star. He's hitting 200.
Fair enough. Well, that's what I'm saying, BC. That's why, like I said, I like him, and he seems likable, and he's a good family guy and all that, but they invested so much in him and made him a cornerstone of the franchise, and he's not.
No, definitely not. Absolutely
what
not.
What are your thoughts on Pete Alonso?
I don't know. I like Pete, but...
Well, why do you like
him? I'm willing to let him go.
Okay, I was going to ask you why you like him. Like, I can give you reasons why I like Lindor. I wanted to hear your reasons why you like Pete. But as long as you said you're willing to let him go, like, I feel like there's this faction of Mets fans that ignore the play of Alonso and McNeil.
And nitpick with Lindor?
Yes.
Maybe something to it. Maybe.
I mean, that's happened.
Maybe
it's factual.
Something to it.
I don't know why that's the case, well, but it has been the case for years.
Let's try to determine why. I think you start with the contract. I think you start.
100%.
There's two reasons. Number one, when he first got here, wrong foot, Baez. Okay.
Right.
Now, that's not going to be held against you forever, provided you ball out.
Beltran never got over it, and he was one of the greatest players to ever wear a Mets uniform. Like,
They
never forgave Beltran. And I know it was
For Wainwright, you're talking about?
That
the 16
too.
Home runs his first season.
I think it was just the first year, then the Wainwright. But Beltran had monster years. He was a terrific. The guy's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Dude, I wish that I was watching the Mets every night and Lindor was doing what Beltran did.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God.
No, I know. But because of the awful start and the thumbs down thing,
And the contract.
Yes. Right, but.
So, but that's, I'm kind of answering your question.
Yeah, but McNeil couldn't hold a candle to Francisco Lindor as a baseball player.
Nobody, you know what it is,
Sal? But fans love the guy.
Still?
And loved.
Well,
now, finally. But he's been doing this for, like, the aberration was the batting title.
Yeah.
And again, even if he hits 330, what else does he do? Like, he should never be a core piece. Should have been a sixth hitter at best. A seventh hitter at best. But yet fans love McNeil. And Alonso, I get it with the power, but Alonso's not the ball player that Lindor is. Francisco Lindor, when he's at his best, is far better than either of those two. Unfortunately, he hasn't been at his best with the Mets often, if at all. But I think he's had two good years, just hasn't been from start to finish.
Let's go back to Staten Island. Derek checks in with BT and Sal. What's happening, buddy?
How you doing? Great show, guys.
Thanks, Derek.
Hey, I just want to get this point out and I'll hang up. So there's something that no one's talking about. Why is Buck Showalter gone and Eric Chavez is still here? He's been here 3 or 4 years, and he's never been held accountable. And I don't want to talk about 2022 when the Braves took first place and we crumbled at the end and then got whipped by San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Cohen has to send a message and fire this guy. There's no excuse for this collective failure, okay?
Hmm.
And can we get a backup catcher?
Oh, God, these catchers, good God, they're horrendous.
Well, Tomas Nito's a good backup catcher. The problem is you lost your starting catcher. Omar Narvaez is worthless. He's another one. I mean, it's just a bad move. He's done nothing.
I know.
He can't defend. He can't run. He can't hit.
Nope.
I actually liked that move at the time. And Narvaez was a good player before.
Yeah. So I know. I remember when they got him.
He's been horrible. He's out of shape. Like, he just does nothing. He's not a... You know, again, we're talking about two backup catchers because Alvarez went down. Alvarez was a big blow. Matter of fact, you could argue that of the players to lose, he'd be the last one that you want to lose because of his youthful energy, his confidence. Like, the Mets need that.
In a bad way. In a bad way. By the way, that call, Chavez, first time, you know, he was really in the hopper today. Pretty interesting point. And brought to you by, that's the BT and Sal call of the day. And it's brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. It's 1220 BT and South Short Show. Yankees pregame coming up. We got about 10 more minutes or so. We'll get a quick break, come back, squeeze in some calls, and we'll take you right up to the Yankees here on The Fan.
We're down to 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Starts. Yes!
this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Starks!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, Yankees jerseys. Jersey Mike, Yankees box office bliss, I should say. Pair of field-level tickets. Bombers take it on Chicago at the stadium on Sunday, May 19th. Coming up right now, caller 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Yanks are rolling right now, trying to get the sweep today with Clark Schmidt. O'Neill Hill Ski Judge is getting hot. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop, the New York Yankees box office blitz, and The Fan. And make sure you listen again tomorrow. Another chance to win here with BT and Sal. It's 12:26 on The Fan. Only about, you know, 2 minutes or so. Let me squeeze in Chris in Manhattan real quick. Chris, go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
Guys, I'll move quick. Boy, we're really missing Mauricio now. Would have been nice to have that option at least. And listen, on the Mets, Stearns and the Mets have been really consistent since he took over. Every move Stearns made has been low-risk moves. You can see what they're doing, so I don't think anyone can accuse the Mets of not being consistent in their vision.
Oh, man.
Now, right? Chris, I mean, look, Chris, the Mets are, they are going to be a team that is going to be in better shape moving forward. Right now,
right,
you know, clearly it's a bad situation for them, but this is part of the process. At least they have the foundation being built with Steve Cohen, with David Stearns in place. They don't have a core group yet. They're hoping that it's going to be a mix of Francisco Alvarez, maybe Mauricio, Jet Williams, Drew Goodwill, some of these guys. I don't know. I mean, we've got to see these guys play at the big league level consistently and do it. But at least they're on to me, BT, the right path to building a sustainable winner.
The most important thing here is, it's always going to be Cohen with the checkbook. But I think the most important thing with these Mets right now, you're funny, is that, we're laughing at something else. Like, but they have somebody now who is not connected to any of these guys, man. You know, it's not like Stearns came in and gave this crazy contract to Lindor or, you know,
right,
drafted Pete Alonso and it's his baby and he wants to see him, you know, remain here to go down as the greatest, you know, homegrown Mets position player of all time. This guy's going to be cutthroat and he doesn't look like a killer. David Stearns going to start killing.
And honestly, a lot of these problems that they have are because of Sandy Alderson. I know everybody loves to pick on Billy Epler. Billy Epler was starting to get them out of it. Alderson was the one who traded for and signed Lindor. Alderson was the one who ignored Real Muto or Springer. Alderson put the Mets in a little bit of a predicament here that Cohen and Stearns are trying to dig out of.
First few shifts, Rangers shooting the puck, Rangers finishing checks, Rangers handling the puck well, Rangers scoring.
They get the win tonight.
They get the win.
They don't need to say blowout. Shesterkin's going to be on his game. Power play will be clicking.
Okay.
Rangers get the win tonight.
Absolutely love to see it. Right now for the series, by the way, Rangers minus 250 with Game 7 if necessary, obviously, here. Plus 202 to Carolina. All right, Sal, good job. Mets fans, really good conversation today. It was a good day to have it based on what's been going on. Good luck to the Rangers. Tomorrow, a big Knicks day, and obviously react to the blue shirts, hopefully getting ready for that next round. Yankees going for the sweeperoo coming up next. Have an awesome Thursday. Yankees pregame now on The Fan. We'll see you.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?